In Hamburg, in southwest Iowa, people are still returning to their homes and businesses and assessing the damage from last month's widespread flooding. As IPR's Katie Pikus reports, for some small business owners, their future is up in the air.
Hamburg Inn is this community's only motel. On a walkthrough in early April, dried mud crackles beneath every step. Standing water is about shin deep. The motel is deserted. The 18 rooms have floors lined with thick mud. There's mold growing on the ceilings.
It looks like it's total loss, because rebuilding this property is not possible because all those mold.
That's Bob Patel. He and his wife Tina have owned this place for 13 years. They're back for the first time since about 10 feet of water flooded it in March. With all the mold that's grown, Bob says they would have to demolish the motel and rebuild.
Which is going to cost lots of money, maybe $800,000 to $1 million to build new.
Maybe up to $1 million to rebuild. Their apartment, room number 11, suffered the same fate. Lots of mud and mold.
Oh, it's horrible. Heartbreaking. This was beautiful.
Dr. Mike Wells is the superintendent of Hamburg Community Schools. He's here supporting the Patels on their first visit back. When he heard Hamburg would flood, Wells helped the Patels move some of their belongings out or onto shelves, hoping to keep them safe.
We put everything up high because we didn't think the water would get this high.
But it did, and some of their things like nice clothes and kitchen appliances were damaged. As the Patels look at their motel in ruins, they're heartbroken. In the motel's yard, Tina says she and Bob can't imagine moving or starting a business anywhere else.
We don't like a bigger city. We like small, quiet town.
She says there's a lot of generous people in Hamburg here to help, like Dr. Wells. He tells them everything will work out.
If you decide you want to rebuild, we rebuild somewhere else. If not, we help you with whatever.
They have flood and property insurance, but they're not sure how much those will cover. They've applied to FEMA and the U.S. Small Business Administration for grants and loans, but were denied. Tina says they were denied a business loan because they couldn't prove they have a source of income to repay it. She'll start working at a nearby Walmart soon, and they plan to apply again. A business can get up to $2 million in loans through the Small Business Administration after a flood hits. 5 months later, they start to pay it back. But a lot of small businesses face an uphill struggle after a disaster. FEMA says almost 40% never reopen.
How are you going to help them? They've lost their business and their home.
Hamburg Mayor Kathy Crane says some business owners have no place to go right now.
I can give you three other people. They've lost their business and their home. And for a small business that is self-employed, you're SOL.
Crane says she doesn't want to lose businesses. She's looking for a way to keep them in town. And she says these small businesses matter to Hamburg, even though they don't make a lot of money.
And they do it because they have a passion for the people. They are the true mamas and papas of a small town.
That's why Crane says Hamburg will rebuild. Even with the Patels and other business owners' fates up in the air, she says locals and volunteers who have come to help will bring the town and the businesses back. Crane's already calling it Hamburg 2.0. In Hamburg, I'm Katie Pikus, Iowa Public Radio News.